Welcome to Glimpses of Calvary, and thank you for joining us. Glimpses of Calvary is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church in Findlay, Ohio. Join us now as our pastor, Gordon Dixon, opens the Word of God to us.
You and I, as Christians today, you and I, as believers today, also ought to be sharing the Word of God, the good news. Look what it says in verse 1 of Acts chapter 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. What's that a reference to? He's a military man. He is a military man, a centurion in the Roman army. To whom should we be giving this precious good news of Jesus Christ? Well, if you're taking notes today, first note they're authoritative people. You and I shouldn't pull back from giving the good news of Jesus Christ, even to people in the military, people in public office, people who are in any situation whatsoever, just because they have human authority doesn't mean they're on their way to heaven. I am really looking forward to the report we're going to get. But most of you have heard, I think we may have mentioned it on Wednesday evening, Joel Berry in the military saw a young man, a fellow soldier, sitting in the sand. Do I have the story correctly? He's sitting in the sand. Here is this young man just sitting in the sand reading his Bible. And Joel's intrigued and he goes over and says to him, Do you understand what you're reading? And the young man said, I really don't. And he was able to gloriously lead him to Jesus Christ a few minutes later. As you will see here in just a few moments, there are people whom God is drawing who are waiting on you to give them this good news. And we'll see it very plainly in this passage in just a moment. I believe that God is doing a great drawing work in bringing precious souls to Him. And you and I must fulfill our responsibility in sharing the words. These were authoritative people. Look what it says in verse 2. It says, a devout man and one that feared God. You say, well, that's got to be good. That's very good, isn't it? The way these words are used in this text indicates that this man was very religious. He was devout in the sense that he understood that he was supposed to be following something about the Jewish law. And if you study carefully in Scripture, especially here in the New Testament, when it speaks of those who feared God, it's speaking of the Jewish people. So here was a Gentile who knew and understood something about the true God was being demonstrated, and that he somehow was drawn to this. He needed this. He knew this. There was something here. And so, in a very devout way, a very religious way, a way, as we'll see in just a few moments, that even had some reference to Jesus Christ, he was drawn to this. He was even praying, as we'll see in just a moment. I don't want to get ahead of myself in the notes, but notice, you must give this essential message to authoritative people, people even with a military background, religious people, you see in verse 2. You say, wait, Pastor, now do religious people need this message? I ask you to bear in mind what is said in Acts chapter 11 and verse 14, that the angel himself testified to Cornelius. He, Peter, who shall tell you words whereby you and all your house will be saved. Isn't it enough just to be a person of authority? No, it's not enough. Is it enough to be a religious person who is at least devout? I say to you on the testimony of the authority of the Word of God, spoken through the Lord to an angel himself, and the angel delivered the message, that's not enough, folks. It's not enough for there to be peace in your soul that you are authoritative or even religious. Let's read on here and see what else he says. He says in verse 2, with all his house, which also gave much alms to the people. Folks, these are even charitable people. You say, wow, these are salt of the earth people. I mean, wait a minute now. These are religious people who even give of their substance. They even give their goods. They give money. They help poor people. Surely, you would say, there has to be a place in heaven for them. Not without salvation, And this is why it is so very crucial for every one of us to understand this morning. Even that angel himself testified to Cornelius, the very man of which we are speaking. Even though he was authoritative and religious and even charitable, he said, you need to be saved. You need salvation from God. It says in verse 2, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. You might say this morning, Pastor, what I am seeing described in this verse seems to me to be a very religious person. I would agree with that, by the way. You say, well, surely if this is an authoritative person who is religious and he's charitable, he actually gives his money. And it even says he is praying to God. Always, by the way, consistently. You say, why is there need of something more? Now, I want to remind you again this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not this pastor's opinion. This is not the preacher's opinion. I challenge you to go and continually test what I am saying based on the Word of God. I want to lead you line by line, point by point through what God says. But what God says about authoritative, religious, charitable, and yes, even praying people is they need to be saved. They need eternal life. Stop the message just for a moment and let's look carefully at ourselves. I am looking into the eyes of people whom I know to be salt of the earth people, who are religious, even charitable, and yes, even praying. Could it be this morning, in this very room, that there are people who have had a lifestyle as characterized by these verses, live their lives in the very same way that Cornelius did, and yet they've never been saved? Ladies and gentlemen, that question is the question that you and I ought to put as the most important question in our lives. It's possible to grow up in a church, be thought of as religious, be looked at as a good guy, nice lady, giving, praying, and yet be lost. I didn't put it in your notes, but you might write down Matthew chapter 7 when the Lord himself says of people. He's telling us about a situation that will occur at the great white throne judgment. And at the great white throne judgment, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords will look into the eyes of lost souls. And those lost souls will say, Lord, Lord, have we not done many wonderful works in thy name? In thy name cast out demons, in thy name proclaimed the word of God. And he will say to them, depart from me, I never knew you. I never knew you. It wasn't that they had it and lost it. He says to them, I never knew you. And Matthew chapter 7 is telling you about religious people. Dear friend, I cannot imagine a worse destiny for anybody in this room than to hear a message such as this one and be told that religion does not equal eternal life, that there is a need to be saved. I cannot imagine, having heard this kind of message and having heard the gospel over and over again, I just cannot imagine what it would be like to stand at the great white throne judgment and offer up those reasons, only to recognize that they are but flimsy excuses, and that the Lord himself will say, I never knew you. You may today say, I really believe I know the Lord. Okay, here's my question for you. Does the Lord know you? Does the Lord know you? Whatever it takes, dearly beloved, whatever it takes, that one's worth finding out. I urge you to do everything in your power to find that one out, to be absolutely certain about it. This essential message we are learning this morning must be given to authoritative and religious and charitable and praying people who are, isn't this beautiful? Look at verses 3 and 4. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. May I point out to you, the Lord knows your name. The Lord knows all about you. He knows everything there is to know about you. You say, I've never seen an angel. I believe I can demonstrate to you from the Word of God that until the Word of God was complete, the Lord used many kinds of revelation. Revelation, by definition, is the communication of a body of truth that was not formerly known. God often used, throughout the Old Testament and New Testament, used just this kind of thing. But let's draw our attention to exactly what's being said here, because it says that Cornelius was very afraid when he looked on him. Verse 4, when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. Do you see what it is saying in verses 3 and 4? These are prepared people. Which one of your neighbors is sitting in his house this very moment, wondering how to find the true God? And you reside silently next door. I testify to you on the authority of God's word that there are prepared people whom God is drawing. That you and I would take the courage of the word of God. We would recognize that prepared people have been prepared to hear the words. According to verse 24 of Acts chapter 10, on the morrow after they were entered into Caesarea and Cornelius waited for them. They are not only prepared, they're waiting for you. Folks, before the foundation of the world, it's very plain in the Word of God. God had this all planned out. God is drawing men to himself. Knowing that is true, then you and I know God is preparing people around us. In fact, there are people who are waiting for you and me to testify. You say, well, where are they? They don't have a great big C written on their forehead, do they? No. What the Lord wants us to do is graciously, lovingly share the Word of God at all times and watch and magnify God, that as we plant and as we water, to see God give the increase.
Thank you for joining us for Glimpses of Calvary. This is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church, 2000 Broad Avenue in Findlay, Ohio, 45840. That address again is 2000 Broad Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Please join us again each weekday at this same time as we look for Glimpses of Calvary.